I don't think it's the size of the game. That's not what I felt on that. If that were the case, you'd probably see it at the, you know, at the beginning of the game. I just think it's as the game goes on, you're dealing with a lot of man-to-man coverage, a lot of tight coverage, particularly that second half. You just got to increase your focus. You know, you go through the game and you run some routes and you're a little tired. You're man-to-man. You're working at it. Okay, now the focus is even greater, and then you take care of that. He's gonna shoot for that. Whether we'll just see how he does. I don't know if that's real or not real, but that's his mindset. But we've got to see how he does here. I mean, he's in a day-to-day situation. He's made some strides, but I think that would be quite a feat if he were able to make it to that. Yeah, well, that's the one thing that you love about Coop. Coop is going to keep battling you. And they've got some good players, so at times you're going to try to double guys, and you're going to be in a man situation. At times you're going to have help, on your side. And so that's the name of the game. That's the way it is when you play in the secondary. Doesn't matter the team or whatever. So, but you got to have a short memory. You got to learn from whatever mistake was made, and then you get right back on the horse and challenge him again. And so, he did that. He'll continue to do that. Yeah. Well, you're aware of it. And that's especially at that position, you're aware of it. They've got to be wired right. He's blessed to have a couple good coaches that have some experience playing those positions, or that position. And I think they handle them very well. We'll see. Dante, he played a little bit in the game. And we'll just see how things go. Bob will go through all that and work with him. I've got to see how he is here over the next couple of days. I thought he was feeling, you see all different kinds of these things. So, and I'm not here to rate him. I'm not a doctor, but just going off of how the symptoms that he presented to us, he was feeling pretty good today. So we'll see. I mean, that's something Doris and I will get on after this, after we have our meetings. Yeah, no, absolutely. Listen, you've got to go through your preparation. And so after today, after you get through the tape and you're real with the tape and you learn from it, then we'll start the process of getting ready for the Redskins. Good football team and a hostile environment. And we'll get ourselves ready to go. I know just what I said. I mean, it's hostile territory there. It's loud. And they've got a good football team, well coached. So we've got to just take care of business, focus in, and get ourselves ready to go. Well, I did it the third time, so I went for it on fourth, and we down in our territory, actually, and we converted on it. I thought that was the right thing to do at that time. I mean, I probably wouldn't change that, no. Yeah, Junior's he is a good blocker, tough kid. You saw how well he did on special teams, likewise, and then he's got sure hands, so he's a good catcher. And we've increased his play time here over as the season's gone on, and I think he's done a good job with that. Well, I tell you, it's a combination of both. They did a nice job against San Diego. The other part was I didn't think the guys were able to practice as much early in the week as they needed to along with those guys playing well. So that was a combination. We've got confidence in those two kids playing. Well, he's a gutsy player, but I kind of knew that. So I don't know if I've learned anything. He kind of does, he's a good football player. I mean, I guess I've said that too. So I think he handles this offense well. I think the more he does it, the better he's gotten at it. The more he's familiar with the receivers and the more they're able to practice together, more familiar he is, the more comfortable he is throwing them the ball in tighter spots. I just think he handles all the situations very well. Yeah, well, he was open. He's just got to put it back of the end zone there, up and over. That I think that's probably what he meant by that. You can't throw back across your body low like that, not down there. So he had him in the back there. He just got to put a little air on it. Normally, your offenses in this league go kind of as the quarterback goes. I think that's probably be fair to say, right? So he's, you know, especially in the passing game part of that, he's handled that very well. And he's got such a good feel for it. Kind of knows when to pinpoint it and when to stay away from it. And he handles that probably as well as anybody in the league. As far as the confidence, I feel since he's walked into this building that the guys have had that confidence in him on both sides of the ball. I think the other thing you notice with the good quarterbacks in this league is they make everybody around them better. I think on both sides of the ball. And I think he's able to do that. He just kind of and maybe that's the confidence you're talking about that he just brings to the team. So he's doing a nice job with things. Does he have room to improve? Yeah, he has room to improve, and we all do. So I don't think so. I don't think that is necessarily. I mean, that's a catch 22 because I feel comfortable with him, and so we're running the offense. And trying to stay aggressive. So am I more aggressive than I have been? I don't think that necessarily that's the case. You grow with every game that you have a chance to play and be with these guys. You get to look in their eye and see what it's all about when you go through these tough losses. On the other hand, I saw it with the tough wins. The great part about it is I don't see any flinch in these guys at all. There's a certain toughness about them. That's why they're right there in every game. Even when, you know, the losses, they've stayed within striking distance there, being right there. They're willing to learn. And take coaching, hard coaching at times. And I appreciate that. And I think in the long haul, and this is my feeling as I stand here today, they'll pay off for us in a good way.